The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name is Angie Schools, and in our lead story, I am joined by Natasha Stotesbury, specialist on business and trade at the British High Commission in Windhoek. But you're actually based in South Africa. Recently, the British High Commission in Windhoek, in partnership with the Ministry of International Relations and Trade, hosted a stakeholder workshop on the implementation of the Economic Partnership Agreement between SAHCO member states plus Mozambique and the UK. This initial engagement aimed to foster dialogue among key stakeholders regarding effective execution of this agreement. Can you briefly tell us a bit more about the purpose of the session from your point of view?
Thank you, Angie. It's a real pleasure to be speaking with you here today. Yes, my name is Natasha Stotesbury, and I support British High Commissions across Southern Africa, including, of course, in Namibia, on implementation of the UK's economic partnership agreements, as you were explaining, with our partners across the region. Essentially, these are free trade agreements designed to support businesses across Southern Africa to grow, create more jobs through exporting to the UK. And so I was delighted to travel back to Windhoek, partnership with the government of Namibia, run a session focused on implementation of our agreement. Our agreement entered into force in 2021, and this was a great moment to reflect on how, for Namibian businesses specifically, we can make the agreement work better in the months and years ahead to support the private sector.
What are the current trade dynamics between the UK and Namibia?
It's a great question. I was just looking at some of the latest data on this. So the trade between our two countries, totaling goods and services, was around 232 million UK pounds last year. Forgive me for not being quick enough at maths to do the calculation into Namibian dollars. But to put that into a trend, it was an increase of about 20% in current prices from the preceding year. And we've seen a steady increase since the impacts of COVID-19 on trade. Around 2019-2020. In terms of that trade, the UK imported around 54 million pounds worth of goods and services from Namibia. That was an increase of about 35%. And the top five goods imported from Namibia to the UK were vegetables and fruit, woods and cork, some specialized machinery, fish, shellfish, and scientific instruments. And so the purpose of our workshop was to look at how we can support greater diversification, greater value add in those exports from Namibia to the UK, as well as growing the volume over time as well, and looking on how to support where there are, say, UK exports that are, say, for example, important intermediate inputs to the production of, say, specialised machinery, supporting as well, given our trade agreement underpins trading goods in both directions, and also supports intra-regional trade. So we had a real focus on how the provisions of the agreement can better support trade with other members of the customs union, with Mozambique, and with the wider region as well.
Natasha, we've been speaking at length about EPA. Can you tell us more what exactly EPA is and what it means for Namibia?
The EPA stands for Economic Partnership Agreement, and the UK is very proud to have 8 economic partnership agreements, actually, with 33 countries across Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific. And so specifically, our economic partnership agreement with Namibia and other members of the Southern African Customs Union and Mozambique has the acronym of the SACUM UK EPA, so the SACU Mozambique UK Economic Partnership Agreement. And essentially, this provides immediate and permanent duty-free, quota-free, so zero tariff, access to UK markets for all goods exports that originate from Namibia. And there are also generous rules of origin within the agreement, allowing Namibian companies to source raw materials from other countries around the world so they can manufacture and export more value-added products duty-free.
In terms of the UK government's investment initiatives in Namibia, what are some significant investment projects which are making inroads in the significant bilateral partnership?
It's a wonderful question. So trade and investment go hand in hand. I'm conscious to give you a specific example. I believe the UK company Solar Century Africa, a UK-based renewables developer and its Namibian partner, Sino Energy, broke ground just towards the end of last year, I believe, on a project representing, I think, one of the biggest single British investments in Namibia in recent history. And that was focused on a solar energy project, primarily to export power to the Southern African power pool through the Namibian power grid. This is just one example, but we worked with the UK funded a independent consultant this year to publish a report which looks at further ways to stimulate investment, including particularly into renewable energy, but also other sectors in Namibia and across the wider region, as part of working out how we can best, as the UK, partner with our economic partnership agreement partners to make the most of trade and investment opportunities for our businesses to support growth and development in Namibia and across the region. I think having just come back from Namibia and living here in South Africa, it's abundantly clear to me that solar resources and the importance of harnessing the power of renewables more broadly as we support just energy transitions across the region.
Natasha, what are the next steps for stakeholders after this workshop? What do you hope to see?
Lots of things. So most immediately, I'm really looking forward to going back to Namibia in a couple of weeks' time for the Commonwealth Trade Ministerial meetings. It'll be an honour to attend. Fantastic that the government of Namibia is hosting. And I hope that will be a real further opportunity to engage with key stakeholders from the public and private sector on implementation of our economic partnership agreement. I'm really keen to also continuing discussions with stakeholders to talk about how we can best raise awareness in order to hear from businesses how the agreement is working for them, how it could work better for them if they're not already exporting but interested in the UK market, what the next steps on that journey are for them. Taking forward the report, the recommendations from the report that I mentioned earlier is also a key next step. And then the key actions that we agreed as well as part of our workshop with the government of Namibia and other key stakeholders a couple of weeks ago. We are looking to publish those in the next couple of weeks or so. And I've already talked about a few areas that, particularly from a policy side, we'll be looking to improve going forward, for example, around how better to support intra-regional trade. I'm also very hopeful that before the end of this year, we will be able to have another senior officials meeting between all of our governments across the UK, Mozambique, the Southern African Customs Union, to further implementation of our economic partnership agreement, following on from the ministerial meeting we were delighted to have and very grateful to the government of Botswana for hosting in Gaborone in January, where my UK Minister for Trade Policy, Douglas Alexander, was delighted to visit and confirmed then the UK's, the importance the UK has for this economic partnership agreement with Namibia and other countries in the region. I'd also really like to hear from anyone listening to this today who has ideas of how we should better use this agreement to help support the private sector in Namibia to export and promote export-led development. It'd be great to hear from any of your listeners. I'm always very keen from advice, particularly those with much more experience of exporting to the UK market than I.
Natasha, will there be any further stakeholder engagements, especially for the industry stakeholders that will benefit from EPA?
I really hope so. We're certainly keen, in collaboration, of course, with the Ministry of International Relations and Trade, to continue engagement with implementers, as with traders, as well as with other businesses that maybe are looking to trade in the near future, on how to and how they can benefit from the Economic Partnership Agreement. We could do these through virtual calls, of course, but I'm also really keen that as much as possible we can do hybrid and in-person engagements across the country as well, in a way that will be most beneficial to the largest number of exporters and potential exporters.
I don't want to keep you, Natasha. Just the last question. As part of awareness raising, how will the UK government ensure that this information is shared more widely with the private sector?
So working with my colleagues in the British High Commission in Vindahook, we are keen to do more across our social media channels and our website as a starting point to make it easier to access information on the Economic Partnership Agreement. We do already have a number of free to access pages, which we have shared recently with the Ministry of International Relations and Trade following the launch of their trade portal. And so we hope that information that we've supplied will be accessible and useful and clearly to the point. But again, really welcome feedback if we're not doing a good enough job and not getting the right materials to the right people through the right channels. We're keen to also do various training sessions, if possible, in the coming months to help better facilitate the information that we've developed and engage on that directly with traders.
Natasha, thank you so, so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Angie, it was lovely talking to you as well.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.